Hey, yo.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it again.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it, Jess.
I want to listen to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
This is pasta. This is madness.
The Rabbit Hole
Podcast. You are now listening to The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast, pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. It's Monday, April 26th. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me as always is Bobby at rhanson817. Happy Monday. And how are you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. I know what some people might be thinking. You guys just did a podcast on Friday.
We're back.
And it's like, wait a minute, is a week already passed? Is it like, What's going on? It's like, nah, me and Bobby, we're talking. It was like, hey, you want to do a podcast on Monday? I'm like, sure. Let's do one. Why not? There's still plenty of stuff to talk about. There was stuff that I wanted to talk about on the last podcast
That
we never got a chance to get to. Nothing super like important, but just like stuff that I was like, hey, by the way, I noticed this and we never got around to it. That's all.
Okay.
But anyway, Rabble Podcast. Bunch of notes here. Mm-hmm. Happy Monday. Happy
we love Mondays.
We do. We love Mondays. We love Fridays, but we definitely love Mondays too.
Mm-hmm.
Happy National Pretzel Day.
Nice. Are you a big fan of pretzels with salt on them? Because I'll hot take this in a second, but I want your answer first.
I haven't had pretzels enough in life to be like, oh wow, I really like pretzels. Don't get me wrong. Like you go to the grocery store and you get like the bag of like pretzels, like the
Snyder's honey mustard pieces.
Like those are good.
Those are awesome.
Or like just like the regular, like the Rolls Gold pretzels, If they still make those and salt. Like those are good too.
Braided honey wheat.
Mm-hmm. And I like pretzel buns. Like pretzel bun on a burger. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're tasty.
I'm going more for the bun than I'm going for the I'm going more for the burger than I am for the bun.
Yeah, but the bun—it's something—it's something special because it's different than your typical brioche, or your typical potato roll, or hamburger bun, or whatever have you. But I'd like, and I know that you know the hot pretzel that you can get, and you dip it in a little sauce, like that's good. Like I like those, but I'm never like one to be walking around or I'm at a restaurant. It's like, ooh, they have a pretzel on the menu. Let's get it. Like I'm not that guy.
Even with like a good like port cheese or something like that?
I'm all for it. I've had beer cheese soup with like little pretzel pieces in it. Delicious. But even then, pretzel's not high on my...
That's not on your top 10 appetizers.
Nah, not really. I feel like there's so much other stuff that's more eye-catching than pretzels.
So you wouldn't get that at a baseball game or something like that? Or like a sporting event?
No.
Okay.
Nah, I would get like the sausage sandwich or something like that.
Okay. Alright.
But happy pretzel day.
Yes.
National pretzel day. I hope everybody enjoyed the Oscars.
That was last night.
Yes.
No idea.
And
like
I hope
six movies that came out. I saw Kevin Durant won an Oscar.
But
I saw that on Twitter.
Because he was him and like someone else was like the executive producer of the short film that won.
Nice, okay.
Let's see what else. I hope everybody's sports team won this weekend. Mine did.
Two out of three.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Nice.
And I got good news for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Yeezy slides are back.
Oh, phenomenal.
Just kidding. They're already sold out.
Oh.
But
how much do Yeezy slides go for?
We'll get into that. Okay. We'll get into that.
All
right. We got a lot of stuff to get into.
All right.
And first off, oh, and you know, birthday shout outs.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday to Katie Feely Matthews,
mm-hmm.
our good friend Chuck, at Chuck with the F, hashtag mm-hmm. of Chuck at Instagram, because he does not have one. His wife celebrated his birthday, her birthday, and our buddy Chris Weddleson celebrated mm-hmm. his birthday too. They share the same birthday. It was on
424.
It was mm-hmm. yesterday. And, well, not yesterday. It was
Saturday.
Yeah, it was Saturday. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they had a little get together on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And nice day, perfect weather. Unfortunately, I had to dip a little early.
Mm-hmm.
But you stuck around. How was it?
It was nice. It was fun. It was relaxing. It was, you know, it's what you would hope for on a Sunday. It's kind of that theory behind, like, you know, Sunday's the best day. So, got there in the afternoon after doing some errands, kind of getting up a little bit later, like whatever it was, enjoying some good food, a couple drinks, good friends, the whole deal. And you know what? By 9 o'clock, I was back at the spot. So it was nice overall.
Sure, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little jealous because I had to go to work, and I was just like,
I told you I would have called you out.
I know, but it doesn't work like that.
Oh, it would have the way I would have called.
Calling a bomb threat?
No. We don't mess with that. No. 9/11 put that one right on a kibosh, and there's been way too much of that type of. No. I would just call someone. A water main would have broke somewhere, and you know what? Yeah. I don't have to tell you.
Well, unfortunately, I had to be responsible, mm-hmm. put the big boy pants on, mm-hmm. and was able to hang out for a little bit. And then, you know, just went to work. And work was actually pretty decent for a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's just, is there a worse feeling than going to, like, a get-together or a party, like, early afternoon, knowing in the back of your mind you have work later? Like, I feel like there's no worse.
It's just like it's just like impending doom. Like, I give you a lot of credit for it because it looked like you sat there and were genuinely able to, like, enjoy yourself for the little bit of time that you were there.
Yeah.
I would not have. I would have thrown a fit. I'm like, this is like.
I mean, like, there's right, and then I know people that, like, whether they have work later or not, they go out, they'll fucking rage, and then they go to work and they're a mess.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be that person, and then on top of that, I have to drive.
Right.
So, like, I can't even, like, I had like a drink.
Yeah.
And. A little nibble mm-hmm. on some snacks, and I was like, all right, guys, gotta go.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, at least I was able to partake a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like the little selfish part of me that's like, you guys couldn't have did this on Friday?
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, look, it's your birthday.
Sure.
You can do whatever you want, whatever day you want. Mm-hmm. I get it. But then the little selfish part of me is just like, couldn't do it on Friday, huh?
Right.
Wasn't doing anything on Friday, no?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do this on, oh, Sunday I got to work? Okay. All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, I love Chuck, I love Katie.
Sure.
So obviously I'm there whenever I can be, and they understand that. But yeah, like, I can't be that person to throw down and then have to go to work right after. It sucks.
No.
It stinks. It's like a terrible feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I just cannot do it. And then it's just, and then, like, there have been times where I've towed the line and I've gone to work and I'm like, man, I probably shouldn't have had, like, that last, like, shot of Jameson
mm-hmm.
while I'm behind the bar, and you feel like your equilibrium's off.
Right.
And you feel like you just, you don't have your steps yet. And then maybe like an hour in, you're like, okay, I think I'm good.
Right.
I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Couple glasses of water, a little fresh air. I think I'm fine. But yeah, you got to be responsible in these particular situations, right?
You also have a decent drive to get to work too, so it's not like you're like working close where you might even be able to say, "Yeah, I could have another drink or two." Like me, no, I personally can't. Like, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, it's a solid like half hour to 40 minute drive, mm-hmm. depending on the traffic.
Yeah,
And then if and then God forbid there's some sort of thing going on mm-hmm. the parkway or something like mm-hmm. that 30 to 40 minute drive turns into an hour.
Sure.
Knock on wood, I've been lucky enough that has not happened.
Nice.
But yeah, so I mean, I've noticed that there's a couple of observations I've noticed, especially like when you're in the car and you're driving. Mm-hmm. People are just openly just drinking alcohol in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the guy, I'm in Hoboken at this point.
Right.
I'm watching this guy walk his dog and he has a can of PBR, Pabst Blue Ribbon, in his hand. Not hiding it,
mm-hmm.
just walking his dog with a can of PBR in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen like other people like walk down the street, like literally with like a can of High Noon or a can of White Claw.
Right.
And I'm like, you're not even like being discreet about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just flat out just showing the world like, yeah, I'm doing it, guys.
I don't think anyone cares though. They loosened the restrictions a little bit. They didn't make it open container laws or anything like that in Jersey, but I know they opened it up a little bit where it was like certain places you could kind of drink outside and everything else. Plus, too, with COVID, I don't know if there's still, you know, stress on police forces in terms of like not having enough people to like what you would normally patrol or whatever. So, but I, like in the beginning, like it was kind of lost. You could kind of just do whatever you wanted.
I get that.
Like kill somebody. So, like if the dude just, you know, he's kicking back a 16 ounce, you know, kicking back a PBR tall boy while walking his dog. Like as long as you pick up after your dog, man, like do you.
I just feel like it's so like, that's just something I would never do. Like I feel like even now, even with the fact that yes, we're still in the midst of a pandemic. Yes, rules have been loosened up a little mm-hmm. bit. I'm always in the thought process of I just don't want the cops to fuck with me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I guess that's just my mentality.
Sure.
With everything.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
don't give them a reason.
Exactly. Don't give them a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, look, I'll drink outside.
Sure.
I'm just gonna conceal it.
Right.
Like there's no concealing of anything. Nobody does
right.
it.
Yeah.
And in the back of my mind, I'm like, I know that Hoboken, it's New York City adjacent, so I know there's a lot of tourists, so maybe they don't know. And every once in a while at the bar, they're like, hey, can I like get like a plastic cup? I was like, yeah, no, you can't take this out.
Right, yeah.
And then I'll like kind of like peripheral see them kind of do something sneakily and like run out. And I was like, all right, asshole.
Right.
But I was wondering, because like obviously like, as far as I know, in terms of open container laws, the only places I know of off the top of my head are Vegas and New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. To my knowledge, yeah. I'm sure there's still some towns in the Midwest where it's like, you know, it's don't spill it in your car. Like, you know.
There are more cities that have the open container. Like, you can have an open container outside of Vegas and outside of New Orleans, which I was unaware of because I was just like, it can't just be these two cities.
Right.
There's got to be more.
And my assumption would be that the main driving force behind that would have been the tourism.
Sure.
So.
Like, I'm looking, and one of the first places that pops up, Sonoma, California.
Wine country.
Okay. Sure. Butte, Montana.
Even that's because they ain't shit up there to do. Like, not for nothing. Like, what's the worst thing that's gonna happen? You gotta put your beard down and fight like a moose. Like, okay. Even though apparently it's supposed to be beautiful up there.
Butte, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Spelled butt with an E at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Indianapolis, Indiana.
Hmm.
Yeah, that I didn't know. Erie, Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
Savannah, Georgia.
Hmm.
Gulfport, Mississippi.
That makes sense.
Alabama like is all laced up. Like,
oh, yeah.
They have a map and they have like the little star icons where you can do it. Alabama is laced up from the top to the bottom. But the difference in Alabama, according to this map, is it has to be in like designated areas. So you can have drinks outside, but it's got to be in like entertainment districts or things like that. Things okay. of that nature.
Right.
And there's a couple places in Texas, Fredericksburg, mm-hmm. Arlington, Fort Worth. You can have an open container. But I was just wondering, because I was like, because, you know, you're aware that everybody that is in Hoboken isn't from New Jersey or maybe New York. So maybe there are people, outsiders, tourists that are coming in. So, you know, you want to give people the benefit of the doubt to an extent. But then half of the time, you ID these fuckers and they're from New Jersey. They live in the town and they're just walking around with an open case of White Claw.
I was gonna say, I didn't know that Butte, Montana went heavy in Hoboken, New Jersey. Like, I was unaware. I didn't know that, like, you know, Porta whatever, Mississippi went deep in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Apparently they do.
Okay. Hey, Hoboken is a transient town. You're welcoming of all people. Just pay your bar tab and tip at least 20%.
I mean, it's that easy.
That's it.
It's that simple.
It's the way it should be.
The other observation that I noticed just driving around, and not even just driving to work, just in general, people just blatantly run red lights now.
Still?
Like, not like it turned, it's going from yellow to red and you speed through. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, like, there's a good 5 to 10 seconds where the light is red and cars are still going through. I've seen it a couple times. Is it like every car? No, but it's like at least maybe like two to three cars, 2.5 cars I'm seeing going after the light's technically red and they're going right through it.
See, that I would have thought would have changed because a lot more people are driving. They're actually saying that the traffic around the tunnel, the bridges and tunnels, are actually heavier because more people are taking their own cars, driving into the city or just driving around rather than taking mass transportation, obviously for you know, the distancing and possible COVID risks. Again, like, and you worked through the majority of the pandemic. I worked through the majority of the pandemic. There was a solid period of time when this first started where it was lawless. Like, speed limits were not a recommendation or a law anymore. It was just like do you, like.
It's like the Wild Wild West.
It really was. Like, I'm actually surprised I didn't see someone with like a six shooter, like, out the side of their car, just like shooting it up in the air. Like, no one cared, and no cops were pulling you over. There were no cops to be found for them in the beginning of this. Like, I'm surprised it hasn't gone back at least a little bit to normal.
Unless this is the normal.
And if that's the case, then, like, do I even want to Uber now? Like, I'm still in a car at that point. Like, fuck.
I mean, when I see that, it's just, first off, I'm like, well, where are the cops? Why the cops aren't pulling these people over?
Right.
Leave me alone and pull over the guy that ran a red light.
Right.
But on top of that, I remember me and my ex would always get into this discussion, because she always said I used to drive like grandma. Mm-hmm. And not for nothing, me driving like a grandma is the reason why I'm still here. And what I've noticed is that, like, when a light goes green, because I've told her, like when a light goes green, you're not just supposed to like go. You're aware of that, right? And mm-hmm. She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, green light means go. I was like, yes, it does. But if you have to like make sure that there's nothing crossing as the light is green, because that happens. So you got to give yourself a couple seconds, make sure nobody's coming,
right?
Or somebody isn't paying attention, and then you go. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know that, right? And she kind of was just like, ah, you mean a grandma. I was like, all right, fine, but I'm just telling you, that is actually what you're supposed to do. A lot of people don't realize that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are just like, oh, light's green, go. Mm-hmm. Light's red, stop. Light's yellow, drive as fast as humanly possible before the light goes red. Oh, light turned red? All right, I'm pretty close to the line, so I'm going to keep going.
Right.
Like, that's the way people drive now. Mm-hmm. And when the light goes yellow, I start slowing down. If I'm not close enough, I start slowing down. Because sure. You want to know why? I actually got a ticket for running a yellow to red light years ago in Union, New Jersey. Right. It was like four lanes. It was like Stuyvesant and Morris Ave. And the cop pulled me over. God. And I was like halfway through and it was like yellow and it turned red. And the cop pulled me over. I got a ticket for it. Mm-hmm. That was a fun year of 2 points on my license.
Sure, for no reason.
And then from that point on, I was like, look, when you get a ticket for this bullshit, you'll stop it. You'll fucking yellow. Yeah. You'll start slowing down the yellow lights, too.
Sure.
So, I mean, like, that's pretty much where my head is at.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But got to the ferryman. Mm-hmm. Was working. And the Oscars were on. I kind of forgot that they were on. Mm-hmm. And there are people there, and you know, there was enough sports on, so I was just like, I was taking the temperature in the room, mm-hmm. like literally, like with a thermometer, just like checking foreheads, being sure. like, not just kidding,
right?
But I was like, does anybody want to watch the Oscars? Mm-hmm. And nobody did.
I don't blame them. It was like four movies that came out,
and
apparently one of them was Kevin Durant as an EP,
and. I was like, all right, I'll just like check it out on my phone, check out the highlights or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. So like the two like main things, I guess, that were going on at the there's a couple of stories, but like the main like trends, because like the Golden Globes, the Academy Awards, all these award shows always have like these trends. Mm-hmm. A lot of gold.
Sure. Okay.
A lot of gold was incorporated in people's outfits.
Right.
And there was a lot of cleavage. Mm-hmm. A lot of cleavage at the Academy Awards.
Okay.
And a lot of gold. It was like an old school Puff Daddy video from mm-hmm. like the late 90s, early 2000s. And apparently the big story, there's a couple of them. Like the Asian woman that was like excited about Brad Pitt. And she was like, she was just being a fangirl around Brad Pitt. Okay. Like she won an award. Mm-hmm. Forgive me, I don't have her name on top of top of my head, but she accepted her award. Brad Pitt was like the presenter, mm-hmm. and she was all like being fangirl, like, "Oh my god, you're Brad Pitt."
Sure, okay.
It was cute.
Yeah.
And then the other story was Glenn Close knows how to do the butt. That was the other story. That was the other main story that came out of the Oscars. Glenn Close knows how to do the butt. The old school song mm-hmm. from EU. I'm trying to remember their name exactly.
Okay.
But there was a, what I like to call like a, they had like a little fluff piece during the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And Lil Rel, who was in the movie Get Out.
Okay.
He had like this whole thing, and like they were doing some sort of trivia, and they played the song Experience Unlimited, the butt. He's like, doing the butt. Mm-hmm. Hey, what? That song, apparently, like Glenn Close like knew who it was, knew it was in Spike Lee movie School Days, knew this whole thing, and she like got up and did the dance.
Oh.
Yes. I mean, like, this is back in like early 90s, so right. like doing the butt in the 90s isn't what doing the butt is in 2021.
I'm assuming it's still like the mechanics are still somewhat similar. Like, I don't think the whole process completely changed itself.
It's just it's almost like an exaggerated like twist, like mm-hmm. the song, like the dance, the twist.
Sure.
But it's just, it's more hips.
Okay.
But she did it. And everybody got a kick out of it. Like, oh my god, Glenn Close.
Nice.
She's an icon, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. And it was a funny video. It's a funny clip. Mm-hmm. And in the back of my mind, I was like, got a little hint of I was like, this tastes a little scripted here, in my opinion. I'm like,
right.
I was like, this feels a little too scripted
right.
for me. And everybody's like, oh my god, it was great, blah, blah, blah. I was like, this is like a little fluff piece for the Oscars.
Sure.
But whatever, everybody got a kick out of it. It went viral, and guess what? She still didn't get an Oscar.
Makes sense.
She gets nominated. Mm-hmm. I think she's gotten nominated 8 times. Has not won an Oscar yet.
That's horrible.
I mean, here's the thing: she's won other awards. She's won Golden Globes. Mm-hmm. She's won different forms of awards and categories, and this, that, and the other. But she just, for some odd reason, cannot win an Oscar.
Is that going to be the running joke from now on? Just like nominate her for everything until she eventually, because that was the big thing with Leonardo DiCaprio, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was one of those where he never always nominated but never won, and then he finally won one.
Well, they said that about Denzel too.
Well, he won it apparently when he was crooked.
Yeah, he won it for Training Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
When he was a villain, that's when he won it.
Mm-hmm.
Not in all the other roles, but. Yeah, the Academy Awards for her, like Yoon Yu Jung.
Okay.
That's the woman who won the award. And she got to pose Brad Pitt, held her arm to arm.
Mm-hmm.
Best supporting actress.
Okay.
And she actually produced Minari too. Minari was like the Asian movie, Steven Yeun in it. Okay. Bobby's shaking his head like, I don't know. But yeah, so apparently it's a really good movie. I like Steven Yeun because I remember him from The Walking Dead, Glenn. But yeah, she won. She fangirled over Brad Pitt.
Nice.
Glenn Close can't win an Oscar to save her life.
But could do the butt.
But could do the butt. I feel like Glenn Close, it reminds me of, I don't know if you remember like the whole thing with Susan Lucci. Susan Lucci is an actress.
From, like, All My Children.
All My Children, yes. She was one of those people always nominated for an Emmy. Daytime Emmy. Always nominated.
Right.
Never won.
Did she ever try doing the butt?
To be fair, probably didn't.
Did she ever try giving up?
You know what? I don't know.
Okay.
I'm going to probably lean more towards a no on that.
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes?
Yeah, I'm going
to. But All My Children, like, she was on All My Children from 1970 to 2011.
She never won.
She did.
Okay.
In 99. Yeah, I know. She finally won.
I would stop going. I'd be like, you know what? Fuck you. Like, fuck all of you. Like, I'm staying home. Like, these clothes are uncomfortable. Like, I'm staying home. This sucks.
I mean, like, she finally got it. But I mean, like, so for, like, it's a very similar feel. Mm-hmm. And like, for Glenn Close, I mean, like, Fatal Attraction, man. Boiler.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And the Oscar, that's her white whale.
Okay.
That's her white whale. She just can't win it. I feel like at some point she's going to win it.
She will.
But somewhere. I feel like right now it's her white whale. She is the equivalent right now, like, because she's never won. Like, she is the she's the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay.
She's the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
Just never won.
Right.
Never won one. And it's just it's a crazy story. It's like, oh wow, that was funny what Glenn Close did. Yeah, she still didn't win though.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah.
And it's just like, all right.
Shouldn't done the butt before they voted.
And just speaking of the Milwaukee Brewers, how old are you when you realize that the Milwaukee Brewers logo is a glove?
Yeah.
But do you realize that the glove, it consists of the letters M and B in it?
Yeah, but I saw that like a while ago because it was like one of those things where, like, in like a business class or whatever, where it was like the hidden messages, like the FedEx that has the arrow in it, the Amazon like the A all the way to the Z.
Yes.
Baskin Robbins with the 31 highlighted in it for the 31 flavors. So I did kind of know that, but I guess I kind of cheated. Like, I didn't really, like, I obviously, someone pointed it out to me, but it wasn't something like I ever figured out on my own. Like, I knew it was a baseball. I mean, I knew it was a glove, but that was about as far as I ever took it.
I mean, I wasn't like super old, but I also was like, one day I just looked at it, I was like, oh, that's an M and a B.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah. How about that? That's pretty fucking clever.
Right.
In the form, in the form of a baseball glove.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty impressive. That's a good graphic design.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I gotta take notes on whoever did that, designed that. But yeah, it was pretty good. I was like, oh. But yeah, so with obviously the Oscars going on, nothing. I mean, I feel like there's only a couple of like real like stories about it.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing really, like, apparently didn't get the best. The best viewership, best ratings. But
again, I didn't even know any movies came out last year. Like, everything I saw was, you know, I mean, again, there's maybe like three or four movies I saw that kind of came out, but for the most part it was like, all right, we're pushing it off until the world comes back.
Well, it was that, and then on top of it too is that a lot of these movies are going straight to Amazon or HBO Max or whatever have you. Whatever other streaming platform is available.
Which, in certain instances, I'm okay with. Because I have the majority of those streaming platforms. So I'm like, yeah, I'll check it out. Oh, I can go pee instead of having to hold it for 3 hours. I'm like, perfect. Pause.
Apparently, Mortal Kombat did very well over the weekend.
Yeah, that movie was a little, like, I read, I kind of read, like, a synopsis of it. And I didn't really expect it to be what it was. But they actually did do a decent job with it, I thought.
There's a little part of me that's not really like, oh, I gotta watch it, Mortal Kombat.
No,
I'm like,
no,
I'm
no,
not
no,
like, no, no, no. I'm not gonna go seek it out. Now, if it's on TV,
Well, it's only on for a little limited time on HBO Max. That's kind of what they do with it. They put it
for
6 weeks and then they take it away.
Yeah, and I'm not going to miss it. But no. But if it's on, then if it's on and I'm like doing laundry or I'm like making dinner or something like that, all right, I'll keep it on, maybe like watch a couple minutes. Yeah, it'll be like background background entertainment. But other than that, like, I'm not gonna sit down with the popcorn and be like, oh man, I'm gonna watch Mortal Kombat.
Right.
I like the first Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was meh, and then after that, that was pretty much it.
Yeah. Second one was horrible.
I've mentally blocked the second Mortal Kombat movie out.
I don't blame you.
But you know, what are you gonna do? But
I mean, apparently, do a good Street Fighter movie then.
Oh, you didn't like the one with Raul Julia and Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No.
That movie is... That's one of those movies where, like, I actually own it on DVD for the comedic aspect of it only.
Sure.
Because it's so bad.
It's like Sharknado.
Because it's so bad, yes. It's that good.
Okay.
I was like, this movie is terrible. They made... They took the Dhalsim character and the Blanca character and made it into one character.
Mm-hmm.
I was like... Who signed off on this?
Nobody. That's the problem. Like, you can just do whatever you... It's like Hoboken. It's like, all right, well, let's get a can of PBR. Okay, Dhalsim. All right, let's get a puppy. All right, whoever the other one was. Let's put them together. Okay.
That Street Fighter movie was awful.
Yeah.
The soundtrack for it was pretty good, though.
Okay.
A lot of rappers on it. A lot of old school 90s hip hop rap on that movie soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. But the movie was terrible.
Yeah.
The muscles from Russell's
sure
should not be the American character Guile.
Nope.
It like I watched that movie and I just had like my head, my hands, like this is awful. You know what I mean? Like it's terrible. Why would you
do this?
But hey man, you win some, you lose some with some of these movies. And a lot of times too, like I try to like compartmentalize and not be, because I'm a fan of the Street Fighter franchise, the games, the anime, name it. So you try to compartmentalize it and it's like, all right, look, the movie's not going to be exactly the same as the story from the video game and the anime and whatever have you. I get that. Same thing with X-Men. X-Men's a, you know, people go real fanboy with X-Men and Marvel movies and... You got to be able to compartmentalize it because it's not going to be exactly the same. And I get that. However, you still got to build somewhat of a decent storyline.
Right.
It was awful.
You got to try.
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah. Try. Yeah, exactly. You got to do or do not.
Mm-hmm.
There is no try.
Yes.
But speaking of movies and television, the other story that I came across... Jaleel White. You heard about this?
Nope.
He is coming out with his own line of cannabis.
Nice. Good for him.
And he reprises his role as Steve Urkel. It's called Purple Urkel.
Makes sense.
And they had a promo video for him and Snoop Dogg. It was right before the Jake Paul fight.
Okay.
And yeah, Jaleel White is getting into the cannabis business.
Nice.
And then what bigger name to back your weed campaign than Snoop Dogg?
Sure.
Right? I mean...
It's like the Shaq of, like, cannabis companies.
Yeah.
Like, you need a face?
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Well, yeah, but... especially Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is just... When you think marijuana, you just think... Mm-hmm. There's a couple people you think of, and I feel like Snoop Dogg is the person you think of automatically. All he does is just, like, Snoop Dogg. Smokes weed.
I think it's Be Real from Cypress Hill came out with a
that's another guy, yeah,
a line of cannabis vapes I saw. So yeah, Purple Urkel is a nice one though. Like that's something you could definitely see, but like, you know, like let me get an ounce of that Purple Urkel.
Yeah,
so cool, good for him, hopefully it does well.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Does it turn you into Stefan Urkel? Is that why? Is that how he became Stefan Urkel?
No, he became Stefan Urkel because he altered his DNA in this chamber that he created on the show Family Matters.
Was it full of weed?
I'm going to say it wasn't.
Okay.
I'm going to say it wasn't. It was just full of science and chemicals and Bunsen burners and any other thing you had in chemistry 101. So
okay,
yeah,
all right. I still say it's weed now.
That's fine. I'll be honest with you. Even now, when I see a Steve Urkel, even in this like current thing, and he's like, and Jaleel White's older now, mm-hmm. but he could still do the Urkel thing, and like, but his voice is definitely like, it's not like the high pitched Urkel voice that right. you remember. Right. He's old now. He's like our age.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I'll tell you what, Steve Urkel made my life a living hell from 1990 to 1993.
Just those 3 years?
Yes.
Okay.
For some, maybe longer. There's a comedian by the name of Chuck Nice mm-hmm. who pretty much said, if you were skinny and black and wore glasses in the 90s, you were called Urkel.
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. was like everybody's default thing to call
sure.
people.
Sure.
So back in from before Family Matters, life was good. Everything was right. fine. And mm-hmm. then that motherfucker came along and just, Urkel. Everybody right. just called me Urkel. I'm like, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, this kid. And I'm sure I'm not the only one.
No.
The fact that a comedian, a well-known comedian, mm-hmm. was talking about this, who's from like another the other side of the United States, is talking about this, I was like, yep. Because, I mean, there was no show bigger than Family Matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there was no character bigger than Steve Urkel around mm-hmm. that time. The motherfucker was doing crossovers on other shows.
Yeah.
He was on Full House. He was on like yeah. he was on like other like shows. Like he just made his way around ABC.
Just torturing skinny black men with glasses.
I mean, he was.
Yeah.
Whether he meant it deliberately or not, he was doing it.
Yeah.
I was so happy when I got contacts. I was in 93. Right. That's why I said 90 to 93, because okay. the show came out in 89. Mm-hmm. So for a good 3 years, it was, hey, Urkel. And then I finally got contacts. I was like, oh, thank God.
Right.
This nightmare is finally over. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, even now, like, I get, like, PTSD sometimes. I watch a Family sure. Matter, Family Matters rerun, and I'm just like,
I hate you. You're like,
yeah. I'm sure that there are brothers out there that are like our age now that see mm-hmm. Jaleel White in the streets. So I was like, yo, man, I just gotta tell you, you made my life a living hell from right. fucking this year to this year. And he'd be like, yeah, I know, I'm sorry. It's like, yeah, I want my money. I'm like, what? It's like, yeah. It's like, yeah, I want my money.
Run your pockets, like,
yeah, it's like reparations. Right. Like, what? Like, you heard me.
Mm-hmm.
Family Matters. Yeah, there was no bigger show than Family Matters back in mm-hmm. the day. And obviously, him getting in the weed business, a little smoking, a little drinking,
mm-hmm.
you want to get a little grub on.
Sure.
It's a nice little segue to National Pretzel Day.
Nice.
We're talking about the pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you'll go for like a hot pretzel. And
From time to time, I definitely will. And I will actually take all the salt off of it. I don't like salt on my pretzel. I also don't like salt on a margarita.
Okay.
I'm just not a fan. Like, I like salt. Like, I salt my food. I just have no interest in, like, salt that I can chew.
What about a piece of, like, dark chocolate with some sea salt in it?
No. And I won't just eat, like, dark chocolate. It just, that does...
It's good for you. It has health properties, too. So
there's a glass of red wine.
I know.
Nope.
Okay. I'm just, yeah. And this isn't me trying to be, like, dirtier, like
no,
childish.
No, no, no.
This is like me being like, yeah, no, like dark chocolate is actually, you know, a piece of dark chocolate is good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not my thing. Like, I would rather, like, instead of having like a little piece of like chocolate with like sea salt, like every night for like the health properties, I'd rather just eat like two Reese's peanut butter eggs like at Easter and just call it a day. And, you know, not have that for like next holiday or whatever it would be. Which is now everything. So I'm assuming now they probably have like Reese's peanut butter like pretzels because today it's National Pretzel Day.
Well, you want to know what they do have? They have the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Mm-hmm.
They have the big cups. So it's like a oversized, like a bigger Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, they put Reese's pieces in them.
They got pretzel ones now. I will say this. Oh, chocolate covered pretzels are pretty good.
This is over. I got to go.
Chocolate covered pretzels are pretty good. They're at the Quick Check. The one with the gas station built into it in Cranford. They have them there.
You can do like the next half an hour solo, right?
I mean, if it comes to it.
Can we do it? Like, can I call in like live on remote? Like, oh my God, it's the best thing ever. You're like, are you in your car right now? Like, I won't even go home. Like, I just want another one.
But they have them. Because nice. I saw them there last night. Because I got home. I got home late from work. And I was just like, I'm hungry. I want to get something. So I went to Quick Check.
Sure.
And I stocked up on sandwiches from Quick Check and candy.
Nice. Okay.
And yeah, so they had
the unsupervised child like I getting
pretty
food.
Much, yeah. I just went to like the Slurpee machine and just kept like filling the Slurpee up. Right. It was just like dripping down the side. It was great. I will say this, and I was talking about the pretzel bun burger before. Wendy's has a pretzel bun pub bacon cheeseburger that's really, really good.
Okay.
It's got like Munster cheese on it, it's like bacon, frizzled onions, pickles. It's got like a beer cheese kind of sauce on it. Mm-hmm. It's very good. Pretzel bun, really good. That burger is good. I tell you what, man. After you eat that thing, every time, the minute, like, and, you know, everybody's wearing a mask now. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm at work, and I'm just, like, burping, and it's the most awful smell you've ever had in your life.
Into a mask that is covering your nose.
So and you're just breathing it in. I was like, this is awful.
You're Dutch ovening yourself.
Yeah. I like, no the reason. Burger, absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. But
the aftermath,
not so much. No. You burp that bad boy out, you're like, oh my God, this is like the worst smell.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed for myself. Like, I hate
me. I'm glad that I'm wearing a mask. Right. And that nobody actually has to smell this. Because it's really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, Wendy's, I will say this. Wendy's, they knock it out of the park when it comes to a lot of these, the burgers and the breakfast. I rave about the breakfast. Mm-hmm. I went there the other day.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, can I get the bacon? They have a bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant.
Mm-hmm.
And they put some sort of like a sauce on it, which I'm not crazy about. I don't know if it's like a butter, mayo, whatever. It's some sort of a spread that they put on there.
Okay.
So I was just like, hi, how are you? You know, like, you know, welcome to Wendy's. I was like, can I have the bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant? But can I just not get the sauce that you guys put on it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also get like something else. Mm-hmm. And they're like, okay. They're like, wait a minute, what do you want? And I was like, the bacon, egg, and cheese on a croissant. Just with, there's something that you guys put on there. It's like a spread. I just don't want that on there.
Right.
Can you give us a second? I was like, yeah. You would have thought I asked them what the meaning of life was.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I factor in, I was like, you know what? They're kids. You don't want to be too hard on them.
Right.
But I don't understand how fucking hard of a question that was. I was like, the one thing that, can you take one of the things off that you normally put on there?
Right.
And not only that, it's not even advertised that they put it on there.
Yeah.
When you read the description, it just says it's bacon, egg, Swiss cheese, croissant. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say that they put some nameless spread on there that I don't know what it is.
Is it baked into the croissant?
No, because it's slathered on after.
Okay.
Like sometimes they put a little too much of it on there. I'm like, what am I eating? And things, I don't like to not know what I'm eating. I'm like, sure. What is this? It's tangy. It's kind of buttery. Is it mayo? I don't know what it is.
I don't know what
I'm eating. So I would like to not have it.
Mm-hmm.
If you described it to me, I might be a little more receptive to be like, all right, I'll give it a shot. Mm-hmm. But I tried it already. And I was like, what am I eating?
I don't want this.
What is this?
Yeah.
And they could not figure this whole shit out. They're like, all right, can you pull up, please? I was like, sure. And then they're like, so what did you want again? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
they're just showing you the croissant. They're showing you the spread. And they're like, this. Yes. This. No. You're like,
I broke Wendy.
Yeah.
I broke them.
Mm-hmm. For I'm surprised simply, they didn't ask you. I'm like, so wait, why not?
And what's funny is that if you get the biscuit, if you get the bacon, egg, and cheese on a biscuit, they don't put it on there.
Right.
They only put it on the croissant.
Hmm.
So I was just like, yeah, and then like they didn't put cheese on it, and I was like, "You let me down, Wendy's. You really did. You let me down today." And I give you such high praise. You guys, like, it's like you're such a machine on making these things that like one little variation of it totally. I just threw a monkey wrench into the fucking machine.
Did you roll back around and be like, "Look, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. I'll see you tomorrow."
I love you.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to feel this way.
It was like, just do better.
Mm-hmm.
Just drive off. Like, who was that guy? I'd rather say it to their face than, you know what somebody did actually? It kind of reminds me. Somebody wrote this like passive aggressive note on their check at the bar.
Okay.
And so the scenario is you have a couple that come in. They're coming in towards the end of the night.
Okay.
Have a couple drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell they're feeling it already, but whatever.
Right.
So at some point, the guy's like, hey, do you have Rumplements? And I was like, yeah, we do. I was like, actually, we do. Mm-hmm. He's like, can we get two shots of Rumplements? Sure.
Christmas is your mouth.
Two shots of two shots of Rumpum. It's coming right up. Mm-hmm. Here you go. They're hanging out. They're still doing whatever. But you can tell they're starting to turn into zombies.
Right.
But it's getting towards the end of the night anyway. So they're not going to be there for that much longer because we're going to have to politely ask them to leave.
Correct.
So they get two more shots. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, end of the night. Guys, last call. You know, everybody's got to go. Blah, blah, blah. So you get up. They leave. The girl, we always take a card from everybody when they come in.
Right.
So the girl happened to drop the card. So she paid the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And left us a nice tip.
Mm-hmm.
But then the guy wrote on there this like passive aggressive note being like, you know, just so you know, like I own a bar and I've never seen Rumplemints for $9 a shot. And it's ridiculous. And this is why you guys are dead.
Oh.
This is what he wrote on the note. Mind you, he wrote it on there. They left. So it's like, wait till they see what I left them type of deal.
We're going to get him with this one.
Yeah. And okay. I'm like, first off, you got a prop. First off, hi, we don't make the fucking prices for anything, right. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
So like, who is this intended for? The manager? Be like, hey, Julio, take a look at this.
Right.
And then on top of that, number two, if you quote unquote own a bar, you're hanging out on a Saturday night having drinks. Shouldn't you be running a bar on a Saturday night? Probably the busiest night in Hoboken or any city across the planet.
Also, are you embarrassed that you don't charge more for Rumplemints?
I mean, not for nothing. The default excuse of, wow, that's a little pricey. It's Hoboken.
Yeah.
It's New York City Jays.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe you're... Your bar in East Bumblefuck, maybe you don't charge that much. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We're not in Bumblefuck, baby. We're in the big city.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you like, look, just go outside. Look to the left. What do you see there?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Freedom Tower. We're in New York City, baby.
Yeah.
Come on. This is what we got to do. This is how we pay our rent.
Yeah, $9 Rumplemint shots.
$9 Rumplemint shots. Is it pricey? Yeah, he's like, oh, Rumplemint is $25 a bottle. Okay.
We all have the metric in order to price up what it is per shot based upon the price of the bottle. Like, again, you're not breaking the code.
And not for nothing, how old are you that you're sitting here drinking Rumplemints?
Right.
Like, I remember I was drinking Rumplemints in my 20s.
Yeah, and that was because I thought that would make my breath not smell like all the beer and Jameson I drank when I drove myself home. Obviously, it wasn't a good idea, dummy.
Like, I remember doing, you mix the Rumplemints with, like, Jägermeister and a little bit of Goldschlager.
Mm-hmm.
Do a couple screaming Nazis,
mm-hmm.
little liquid heroin shots.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember all those days. Are you kidding me?
And none of them cost $9.
It cost a part of my soul, but it definitely mm-hmm. didn't cost $9.
Sure.
But it was just like, really? Like, this mm-hmm. is what's going on?
Has that person come back?
Well, I mean, this was this past Saturday, so we'll see.
Oh, okay. I really hope he does.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to remember the person until they order the Rumplemint shot.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, can I get a shot of Rumplemint? I was like, oh, you're the one.
Sir, just so you know, it's $9 a shot. Just, you know, I want to be able to save your hand from having to write.
Exactly. It's just like the passive-aggressive note that you left us. Yeah, we didn't forget about that. That's saved in, we have a little wall of fame that we're putting that bad boy on.
Right.
It's at the top right now.
Nice. We do really have a wall of fame.
We should.
I remember like some of the old bars we used to work at. They actually had like when you kept the IDs, you had to plaster on like a corkboard of all the different IDs.
I feel like our bar is way too nice to have something like that. But mm-hmm. we can incorporate. We can figure it out. We'll make some changes.
Okay.
We'll make room for a wall of fame or wall of shame, whatever you want to call it.
Do you guys read your Yelp reviews?
I'm sorry?
Do you read your Yelp reviews?
Yep.
Well, guess who's going to start posting more Yelp reviews?
I mean,
you need a corkboard with fake IDs you took. Why does your Rumplemints cost $9? Like, I'm just going to start, like... No, because you know what the problem is? Unfortunately, you're going to end up being the person who's going to have to respond to some of these things.
And then, yeah. I'd be like, Bobby, stop writing Yelp reviews.
I'll make a different... Like...
I know who you are. Stop. I was like, this is harassment. Stop writing Yelp reviews.
I'm like, I just got kicked off of Yelp.
How do you get blacklisted from Yelp? All right, I'm going to TripAdvisor. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. don't do it on there either.
Yep.
Or Google reviews. But yeah, like, I mean, That guy clearly had some sort of problem. Even, like, I went to Wendy's. I was just like, all right, you guys kind of fucked up the order, but whatever. Like, you guys are kids. You're literally kids. So, like, as frustrated as it could be, I can't be that mad. It's like, well, they're teenagers. Also,
you didn't choose to put said things on there or not.
I just thought what I asked for was a very simple request.
In theory.
And they did not put it on there, but then they also didn't put cheese on there. I was like, well...
Does cheese sound like spread to you?
I said sauce. I didn't even think I used the word spread. I'm using it now, talking to you. Right. But in terms of, like, when I was there, I was literally like, whatever sauce you guys put on the croissant, can you please not put it on there?
Right.
What? I'm just like, can you please pull up? I was like, sure.
Could you do me a favor? In separate containers, could you give me all of the ingredients of my sandwich and I will just make it myself, omitting what I want to? Huh?
Yeah, it's just, it was pretty bad. Mm-hmm. But even then, I wasn't that mad.
No, yeah.
But, I don't know. You would think that what I asked for was like something that was so off the wall.
Oh, it was the Science of Rockets at that point.
Oh, yeah. Off the Wall, by the way. Great album by Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. And a great track. Okay. Still slaps. That's what the kids say.
Sure.
Still slaps.
Okay.
I'll tell you what slaps also. Hmm. The Yeezy Slides, apparently.
Okay.
The Yeezy Slides.
They made better with their price tag.
The Yeezy Slide is one of these shoes, right? Like, okay. You know, another person that prints money, not with their face on it, but prints actual money, sure. Kanye West. Because, mm-hmm. Man, that guy just, in terms of, besides just the music, just the clothing and apparel alone, this guy kills it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yeezy Slide retails for like $60.
Oh, that's not bad.
But what happens is that you go on these sites and you have to like essentially book a reservation to reserve your spot to purchase said Yeezy Slide, which, by the way, comes in three colorways of, hold on, I have them here, mm-hmm. of core, resin, or pure.
Sure. Okay.
And they pretty much hold a place in line for you. Mm-hmm. And then when it becomes your turn, you could purchase them. But then what ends up happening is that by the time it gets to your turn, the shoes are already all purchased.
Oh, it's the COVID vaccination rollout. Okay.
You got people jumping the line, all that sure. stuff, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens is like, okay, you couldn't buy it off of the site. Okay. So then it's like, go to one of these sites like a StockX or GOAT. You can buy them there. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Those $60 slides.
$180.
Fucking like start at like 200
for why
the resale value. That's the game. They flip them.
No, I understand. I understand the scarcity. I understand the dynamic of supply and demand. I just I don't know.
I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. Like no, and honestly, there's a part of me that's like, I want to buy a pair of Yeezy slides just so I can flip them.
Sure. A lot of people do that with the PS5s and like other stuff.
Yeah. I know McGregor did that at one point.
Sure.
Shout out at DJ McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that'd be the only reason I would get them.
Yeah.
Get them, flip them. Get, what is it, like $200, $300? Somebody was selling them for a pair. Not saying that they're going to sell. $500.
Oh.
$60 pair of slides. You sell them for $500.
If someone's willing to pay 12x for, or actually no, it's 6x, but, or 11, like 10x, but like still, like why?
Because people want to keep up with the Kardashians, no pun intended.
Yeah, okay.
Because the cool thing is, because obviously people want to have like the latest shoe, the latest hoodie, the latest pair of jeans, and I get it. And to a certain extent, I feel that way too. But there's a line that I don't cross.
Sure.
And me getting
10 or 11x times its actual retail value.
$500 Yeezy slides.
Right.
Is that line. And I'm not even the biggest fan of the shoe. It's funny. A lot of people like, y'all didn't even like this shoe when it first came out. Now all of a sudden it's sold out.
Right.
People got that.
Then again, if you know you're getting at bare minimum 3 or 4x return on your investment, I'd do it.
Agreed.
I have two new hobbies now. Just writing Yelp reviews to only the Ferryman and Hoboken and buying Yeezy slides. and flipping them.
You better get in line, buddy. You better go to adidas.com/Yeezy Slide and.
Well, wasn't he doing something with Puma?
Not that. No.
Or he was doing something with Gap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is supposed to come out actually any month now.
Oh, really?
He's doing something with Gap. Yeah, and guess what? That's stuff. But the thing is, I think it's like a bunch of stuff with Gap. So it's not just going to be like one piece or like two pieces. Right, right, I think it's going to be stuff from kids to...
Oh, okay.
From kids to adults. Mm-hmm. So like, there's no way that you're going to be able to buy every... I mean, you could if you have enough money to buy up all the Gap Yeezy stuff and then resell it. Like, yeah. That's going to be a little bit harder to do.
They'll probably find one or two things. They're like, oh, that's the one we want. And they're just going to buy all of that.
Right.
So.
I mean, yeah. But it's just like,
are you going to buy Gap Yeezy stuff?
I got to see what it looks like first.
Sure.
I gotta see what it looks like. If it looks cool, then yeah, I'll get it.
Okay.
But if it looks kind of like, I'm like, oh, it looks dumb, then I'm not.
Okay.
And it's just like, oh, because it's, I mean, I was talking to my friend Hal about this, because we were talking about stuff like, obviously, like, I'm doing like the shirt design stuff, and you know, by the way, Burrow at Teespring / Burrow. Look up Burrow Store or Burrow Tees on Teespring. And if you guys want to get a shirt, check it out. Link is in the at Kevin K. Diddy bio on Instagram. You know, I got mouths to feed.
Sure.
And I was like, I see some of the shirts and some of the apparel that's out. And a lot of it, in terms of the layout, in terms of the design, it's kind of all over the place.
Right.
At least the stuff that I design is like clean. It's got a clean look to it.
Right.
Which I feel like nowadays is like not what people want. People want crooked, off-color, whatever style designs, and that's the stuff that sells like crazy. Also, you have to have like a famous person backing it, though.
Right.
You have a famous person backing it, you can put anything on a t-shirt and it'll fucking sell.
Also true.
But I'd like to hope that certain things are just always going to be universal. Like, not for nothing, like Ralph Lauren Polo, they've been doing the same exact design on a polo forever. It's still pretty fucking popular. Yeah. If anything, the only thing that they've done is added more colors, made the logo more detailed, and made big pony polos as opposed to little pony polos or whatever you want to call it. They changed the logos and the emblems and little icons. You could kind of like customize it. Besides that, though, it's the exact same design.
It's classic is a classic for a reason.
Right. Same thing with like Jordans. You're not really changing the design of Jordan. You may change the colorway, but there's certain colorways that always come back and they always sell out.
Right.
Like the Chicago colorway.
Sure.
So I would hope that the stuff that I would design is going to be stuff that it's like, you know what, whether you're wearing it now or maybe you're wearing it like 2-3 years from now, it'll still slap.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's kind of where I'm at with that. But it's just... got to draw a line when it comes to some of this clothes, man. Sure. Some of the Yeezy slides that start at $60 and then they end up being, worst case scenario, $500? It's out of control.
It's a car payment.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
In the hood, that's a car.
Yeah.
That car ain't going to go in reverse, but it's a car.
It's fine. You just keep making right turns and you can get to where you need to get to just a little bit further back. You're fine.
That's called, you put that fucker in neutral, and like you let it, you kind of like kind of give it a little nudge with your back, and it starts to slow, and then you put it in drive, and then you drive off.
Yeah, just hoping you're going downhill.
Have you ever driven a car with no reverse?
Nope.
Okay. It's interesting.
Sure. I'm assuming parking is a bitch.
Well, you got to make sure that wherever you park,
you're going forward.
You know, like head-in parking? Yeah, right. That shit don't exist. No. That's called, you go to like the parking lot where it has like you got to go like to one of those open ones. Uh-huh. So like you park in the first of the two spots. So then that way all you have to do is pull out and drive off.
Right.
But every once in a while, you will get caught in a bind where it's like, oh man, I got to park here. There's no other spots.
Right.
And then, yeah, usually you're riding with somebody. It's like, all right, look, I'm putting it in neutral and you got to push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would actually probably come that point in time where eventually, like, you would just get fed up with it and be like, you know what? I'm just leaving this here. Like, I don't even want this anymore. I'm taking the plates off and like, fuck you. Like, you tow it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's some of the things you have to deal with sometimes when you get like a hood car.
Do the Yeezys go in reverse?
Do the Yeezys go in reverse?
Like the slides. Do they go in reverse, or are you just like, you can only make left-hand turns now?
I mean, if you're dropping that kind of coin on them,
you would like to think that they are completely mobile.
Yes.
Okay.
Like those things better. You put them on. You better like, like little wings need to spread out the sides and you like fly away.
$500 I'm not. Yeah, I might just look at them. Like, are you ever gonna wear these? I'm like, nope.
They're just gonna stay in the box.
Yep. I might take them out of the box every now and again to display them and then put them back in the box so they don't get too dusty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
No, thank you.
No, 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 no. But going over everything. Oh, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry.
Yeah.
Close out everything with this. Thank goodness that they beat the Golden State Warriors. They played the Sacramento Kings last night, which was actually a nice little treat because I was closing up the bar.
Nice.
Well, I mean, the game started at 10 on NBA TV.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the Sunday night game.
Sure.
So I was just watching that, and I don't know what it is, but the Sacramento Kings always give the Golden State Warriors a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
But Steph Curry, once again, 30-plus points a game. Sure. Just Chef Curry, just cooking up that curry chicken.
I think he has the record for most amount of points in like a 30-day span or something like that.
Yeah,
or like in a calendar month or something. Like,
I mean,
it's
like
ridiculous.
For all those who just are like unaware, like Steph Curry is, he's just a national treasure in general.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for the city of San Francisco and the NBA. Just watch like a best of. Go on YouTube, watch like a best of
it's
video
fun.
Of
it's
Steph
just
Curry.
Fun to watch.
Yeah. Some of these shots he makes are out of control.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and he got a shape up now. He shaved off. He looks like young Steph Curry. He looks like Steph Curry when he just came into the league.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got like very low, like he's got like a light Caesar going on on top of his head. He looks like young Steph Curry now. And he already looked young. But now he looks like he just came into the league.
The babyface assassin.
Yeah. Like even more now with the haircut. But yeah, he's just draining threes. Cooking up the curry chicken.
Sure.
Bone in, because that's it's more flavor that way.
Of course.
Bone in.
Mm-hmm.
And now I want curry chicken. Now, you know what? Yellow curry chicken, red curry chicken is pretty good.
Okay.
A little Thai influence.
Mm-hmm.
Love me some red curry.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm glad that the Warriors are gonna sneakily, I mean, they're in, as of right now, they're in the playoffs. But they're gonna sneakily, like,
well, he's the one player nobody wants to see in the playoffs. Because he could just go off for 50 for no reason other than like because he wants to.
Yeah. So like I'm excited for that. But yeah, so I was able to watch that while I was working, and pretty much that game kind of wrapped up right when it was like getting close to being like, all right, let's start close up the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, nice. So that was a nice little treat for me to watch while the bar was open.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man. In terms of sports. Oh, and it's Aaron Judge's birthday today.
Oh,
happy birthday, Aaron Judge. 29.
Okay.
99's 29.
Sure.
And in terms of sports, I feel like
you get the draft on Thursday.
You do have the draft on Thursday. I, as a Jets fan, I don't know. I don't know. You know what? You know what's funny? I'm going to be at work when this happens.
Sure.
So, like, depending on how that draft goes, I may just walk in oncoming traffic.
Yeah. Just take them $9 Rumpelman shots. You'll be fine. And just start kicking motherfuckers out of the bar. You're like, you gotta go. You're like, for what? I'm like, you looked at me funny. You gotta go. I mean, it's pretty much a four-guy conclusion what they're doing.
Yeah, I know.
It'd be interesting to see what they do with their second first-round pick. But
looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you wear a jersey behind the bar?
Oh, I could wear it. Like, yeah. Like, when I first started working there, I originally was just rocking, like, the Ferryman polo.
Sure.
And just like work pants and shoes. But as I've been working there more, I've been kind of variating to like, as long as it's black.
Gotcha.
Like I have like a black Jet shirt that I could wear.
Okay.
And if I really wanted to wear a jersey, I'm sure it wouldn't be an issue on a day like that.
Until you get that Yelp review.
And like, by the way.
Yeah, like he doesn't bring to the team. Like why the fuck's he wearing a jersey behind the bar? Like you're a bartender.
$9 Rumpelman shots and the guy behind the bar was wearing a Jets jersey.
Right.
Fucking tattletales on Yelp.
Why the fuck is Mike Tomlin's cousin wearing fucking a Jet jersey behind the bar at the Ferryman in Hoboken? Like, what the fuck's going on right now?
Just so you know, I love the Ferryman. But the guy that looks like Wayne Brady, I don't know how I feel about him wearing a Jets jersey.
Right?
And I'm just like,
he just kept kicking people out after they just made their draft pick at two.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess
I'm going to McSwiggins. This is horrible.
Go to McSwiggins. They'll kick you out just like that.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is look at him funny. Go there and look at him funny. They'll kick you out just like that. You want to talk about plays that have a $0 policy? They do. Because I feel like a lot, there have been times where I've seen people like, we're going to McSwiggins. All right, I'll see you guys later. 2 minutes later, they come back. I was like, what happened? Yeah, they kicked us out. I was like, well, why'd they kick you out? They said that we were a little too drunk. Yeah, you guys are, so you guys can't be here either. What? Yeah, bye, guys.
Yep.
Which has actually happened. I'm just like, yeah, you got to go. So, you know, it is what it is. What are you going to do? Let's wrap this up.
All right.
Well, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
And we will see you guys soon. Do you want to do a podcast on Friday?
We can, sure.
We'll play by ear. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
This is a Rabbit Hole Podcast, and we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.